that day, one of two that exploded, killing three people and injuring hundreds more. The judge will sentence Tsarnaev to death, but not before he gets a chance to speak. Legal expert Robert Blecker.
I don't expect he will speak unless he's willing to express remorse, whether he feels it or not. His lawyers probably won't let him talk unless they're convinced that he will fake it.
The father of the youngest bombing victim, 8-year-old Martin Richard, said in court this morning Tsarnaev could have stopped his older, now dead brother Tamerlan, described as the mastermind of the bombing, but did not, and instead, he said, chose hate, destruction, and death. South Carolina is bidding farewell to state senator and pastor Clemente Pinckney, one of nine people shot dead at a Charleston church a week ago. His body will lie in the Statehouse Rotunda today, with other lawmakers taking turns watching over him. Our Jack Jones is in the state capital of Columbia.
The body of Senator Clemente Pinckney will be placed in the lobby area between the House and Senate. He served in both those chambers, and the body will be there for about 4 hours this afternoon for the public to come by and visit and pay its respects.
And we are just learning that Alabama's governor is ordering Confederate flags taken down from the state capitol. The suspect in the killings in Charleston, South Carolina, had been seen in photographs posing with the flag. It may be the weekend before some of the hundreds of thousands of people without electricity get it back after the storms that rolled through Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And next hour, President Obama will make it clear the U.S. will not prosecute families who pay ransom to free their hostage loved ones from terrorists. This is AP. France is angrily calling on the U.S. ambassador to respond to allegations that the NSA has eavesdropped on three French presidents. The revelations from WikiLeaks were out last night. President Hollande is expected to talk to President Obama about this today. Meanwhile, in Britain, the Queen may have to move out of Buckingham Palace because of repair work. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
The royal household's having to consider the option that the 89-year-old monarch may have to temporarily move out of Buckingham Palace as it needs a staggering $237 million worth of upgrades, including replacing old plumbing and wiring and removing asbestos. It's no wonder that the keeper of the Privy Purse, Alan Reid, says maintenance on ageing royal buildings presents a significant financial challenge for the next few years. The Queen spends about a third of her time in the London Palace, which was first used by her ancestor, Queen Victoria. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.